Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Barry Shub, the former executive director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shub, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Prof. And the question, which I'm really going to enjoy your answer to this afternoon, is why do I still have to take precautions after I have been vaccinated? I think it's a question that many of us kind of want to understand because it doesn't seem to make sense.
Yeah, no, this is a question which I think has cropped up since, of course, more and more people are getting vaccinated. And now people are, I think, are under a bit of a misunderstanding. You know, they kind of think, well, now they're vaccinated, now that's the end of it. They can take the mask off, they can go to functions and so on. And this is not the case for, there's actually two main reasons I can really put to you. The first reason, of course, is that it takes a bit of while for the immunity to actually work. It starts kicking in, starts taking off about 2 weeks after being vaccinated, but really is only properly effective after about 4 weeks. That's the first thing, but probably more importantly, the second reason is that no vaccine is 100% effective. And this, of course, also applies to coronavirus vaccines, and even more so because of our variant. And I keep on talking about the variants, the B1351, but that's really an extremely important factor with regard to vaccine efficacy. So if we look at the Pfizer vaccine, which of course most people are getting now, some people earlier got the Johnson & Johnson, but it's very equivalent. The efficacy is about 65% for mild to moderate illness and 85% for severe illness. So what do those figures mean? It means that the chances of still getting a mild or moderate illness are about 65% less, and for severe illness, about 85% less as compared to an unvaccinated individual. So in other words, you reduce your probability of getting mild to moderate illness by 65% or severe illness by 85%. Obviously, that's very significant. It's very important. By the way, with Pfizer, those figures apply after the second dose, somewhat less after the first dose. So there still is a gap that even after you've been vaccinated, you still can get mild to moderate illness, even though it's reduced by 65%, and you still can get severe illness, even though it's reduced by 85%. So what you want to do is reduce your chance of being infected in the first place, so you don't get those severe infection, a severe illness, or mild to moderate illness. So the vaccines are very effective, but they will not completely protect you. And while the virus is still circulating to a large extent, and of course now even more so as we're entering our third wave, you are still at risk, even after being vaccinated, of getting ill. So you still need to protect yourself from getting infected in the first place. Of course, the question then is going to come up, well, what's the point of vaccination now? Well, the point, of course, you reduce your chances quite significantly. That's true. But also, we try to get as much of the population vaccinated to reach herd immunity, because it's only then that we can really return to our pre-COVID life. Once we've reached herd immunity and we've dampened down, we've reduced the circulation of the virus in the entire population. So that's really kind of strategy for vaccination. So you still got to be very careful. You still got to take all the precautions as if you weren't vaccinated. But fortunately, the vaccine will, of course, significantly reduces your chance of getting mild, moderate illness and severe illness.
Professor Shub, as always, thank you for your input this afternoon. I found that particularly interesting because it is one of those queries that I've been playing with in my own mind. So thank you for that, and we'll talk again same time tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought I'd do during this week. I've had a number of questions about vaccine and vaccination, so I'll deal with other questions during the course of the week, if that's okay with you.
That's absolutely 100% fine, Prof. One thing that I want to put on the agenda as well is I'm not one to indulge and partake in fake news. I really don't want to be part of the problem when I can be part of the solution. But I must say, in the last 48 hours or so, media is full of all sorts of questions talking about the origins of the virus again, indicating from some decent sources that it may just have come from a laboratory. So I don't know what to do with that. I'd rather somebody with your expertise spoke to that issue rather than me. And maybe that's something we can touch on as well during this week.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay,
thank you, Professor Shube.